Greetings, greetings, and happy birthday. Happy birthday to anybody whose birthday is pop a locking right now. Let's see, what's today's date, everybody? Today is March 26th, 2023. Still going strong. Taking a look at my metrics. Let me tell you something. The sisters are out here, honey, listening to this podcast. 91%. Come on now. Come through, y'all. Y'all know what shit. Y'all know what this is about. Thank you for tapping in. I am going to do one birthday card reading today, and I'm happy about that. I'm feeling some really, really positive vibes today. I'm looking out my window as the cars pass by, as a slight breeze rustles the trees and the branches in front of my window. I'm filled with gratitude for my life. And I'm glad to have you guys here listening to what's happening. I'm breaking out another retro deck for all of you today. The deck is called Wisdom of the Oracle. It's one of the decks I used early on. Just like last week, I used another deck. I can't even remember the name of that now. Ask Your Guides. That's what it was. This is also a throwback deck. I have some new decks coming in, waiting for the Amazon delivery. Should be here pretty soon. But I go through a process of quote unquote curing the decks before I use them. So I can rely on old decks all the time, but the new ones are on their way and they got to go through a curing process. Maybe I'll tell you guys about that at another time. Some of you may already know what I do to get my decks ready to be read, honey. So, let's get this moving. We should have a short podcast episode today. Still working on the name. It will come to me. I am vibing to some serious deep tribal vibe music today. Maybe I'll share the title of the one that resonates with me the most. But let's get it on. Okay, everybody, let's get it on to the reading. See y'all on the other side. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Real deep reciprocal love 16. That is the screen name I was given today. Real deep reciprocal love 16. That speaks volumes all in one big breath and mouthful. But hey, it is what it is. And happy birthday to you, darling. It's interesting because I'm playing music right now from a playlist, and the name of the playlist is Deep Tribal Jungle House. And I just happened to pick that without even looking at your name first. Sorry, some of the cards dropped. So here we go. As I mentioned in the intro, we are using the deck called Wisdom of the Oracle. It is one of my original decks, and I hope you enjoy your card reading, and I hope you enjoy your birthday that's coming up in this final week of March. Happy birthday to you, Aries Sun. And let's see what they have to say for you. Okay. So as I choose the card, I am invoking both of our guides to provide us with some messaging they want for you to have in this birthday year. Let's see what they have for you. Every time I put a finger in to pull a card for you, they are saying, nope, 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 not yet, not yet. Now we got it. That was interesting. Oh, wow. This card that you have is the No Place Like Home. No Place Like Home card. This is probably a card about grounding. This is a card that is really talking about, oh, wow. I know people out there is like, all she talk about is authenticity. Hey, it's been the theme for quite a while now. I'd say for the past year, I've been getting a lot of authenticity messaging for people that listen in and people that I've been reading for. This is about coming home to yourself. Home base, baby. Feeling at home with yourself. And arriving at a place where you just fit. Okay? Fit within yourself. This is not about fitting among a group of people. This is about you knowing who you are. You loving who you are. You being able to speak up for who you are. Because home is probably within ourselves, of course, the safest and most secure place you can ever want to be. If they're giving me this message to give to you, this is about you not feeling that way and them trying to point you to the answers you've been seeking. Because inside yourself is the place you know best. It's a place where you can rest. It's a place where you can create. And it's a place, like I said, that you know and is known by you and solely by you. And that you can call yours. You have to start trusting yourself more. This is going back to you being comfortable and feeling at home in your skin. It's about this beginning for you to solidify your dignity and your claim to your dignity and your claim to your integrity. These are two aspects of yourself, that no one can take away from you. You get what they're saying? People can take your money. People can try to take your possessions. But one thing that people should not be able to take from you is your dignity and your integrity. So when you know who you are, And they say, you know who you are. It's just, this is like a reminder. You've been drifting lately. You can hold your head high. And not with some sense of pride or humility. They want you to stand as the observer of your soul. Like, you are the eyes of your soul. You understand? Do you get what this is? Do you get what this is putting down? Because when you act as the sole observer and not the other people, the noise of people telling you who you are, when you start seeing through the eyes of your soul, this is going to put you in the power, in the position of power and strength that you've been seeking. Okay, honey? Authenticity is your home. You get it? You're safe. You're safe there in a place of authenticity, because that is the house of your spirit, with the little s, and the house of spirit with the big S. You decide which is which. Now, if we want to talk about relationships, right, with lovers and friends and, you know, animals you might have in your home right now, they want you to strive to be in sync and full of love. You see, you wrote it in your screen name, right? Deeply, deep reciprocal. It's so long, girl. Child. Real deep reciprocal love, 16. It's time for you to be in sync and full of love. Isn't that funny? So even though relationships can elicit a sense of emotional safety and comfort and familiarity, the theme has to be you have to feel at home in these relationships. You understand? Now let's talk about your prosperity. When you start to act in an authentic way, you're going to command that the world reflect back to you exactly what is in your highest good. This is exactly what your name, your screen name is screaming. It's about reciprocation, the reflection back. All your business choices, all your munty hunties, investments that you make, all the creative projects you immerse yourself in are going to be powerful and on point. And why? Because when you are your authentic self, when you are radically accepting everything in your journey, successes and failures, you will begin to see the divinity in everything. Because abundance is a natural occurrence or progression when you experience that kind of deep, authenticity. So from a protective standpoint, let's move on to your protections. Sometimes, you know, there are times when if something is familiar and is known, sometimes it's not the best, right? Because I think the goal of us humans is to live in the unknown. I really do. And we human beings are memory-driven creatures, right? We're always looking for the known and the certainty for the people we know and the things that are comfortable, because we don't want to be uncomfortable. So we seek in other people things that, you know, they just keep, support? What is that word everybody been using lately? It'll come back to me. Why can't I remember it? It's like support, but not in a good way. Do you know what I'm talking about? Dang, I can't remember that word. Anyway, sometimes that can be unhealthy, right? Especially when you're trying to transform, you're trying to change, you're trying to be, you're trying to progress. But you just keep enabling. That's the word. You keep seeking out people that are going to enable the known. Your growth is not based on the known, baby. Your growth is based on the unknown. That's what exploration is all about. So you're gonna have to start choosing things outside of yourself that are unfamiliar. But you can always come back home to the familiar in yourself because you gotta trust that you're gonna find a new normal that supports your spirit, okay? It's almost like that thing. If you do what you did, you're always gonna get what you got. Honey, I was just watching this kind of programming from Joe Dispenza. We live in the past and we live in the foretold future of the repeated actions of the past. The sweet spot, I believe he says, is in the unknown, and that is in the present moment. So sometimes you're going to have to do the opposite of what feels right, even if it's uncomfortable, because what feels right is really the familiar. But as long as you can come back home, right? Where's home? Remember. You will always attract what you don't want if you stay in the familiar. Okay? Yes, home is perfect. Come back there, be safe. But when you venture out and you're seeking new opportunities, don't always go with what's comfortable. They're saying for you, Ms. Aries, you need to go and seek. Things won't be different unless you do. That is an Aries word right there. Do. Things will not be different unless you do something different. Wow. Real deep reciprocal love, 16. That was a read, baby. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. I enjoyed doing that reading. And you got a nice long one too, because you were the only person for today. And happy birthday again. I'm wishing you nothing but the best. I hope you have a lovely, lovely, lovely birthday. See you soon. Toodles. I went in on that one. Hey, she was the only one for today, so might as well give her a bonus track. That was good. Man, that was good. I felt that one. Yeah, the concept of staying in the present is always, confounds people about what does that really mean? What does that really mean? Why do you want me to stay in the present? Why is it a sweet spot? Because we are natural explorers, that's why. And if we continue to live our lives in the known, we're not going to have any discoveries. You know what I'm saying? The whole point of us being here is discovery. The whole point of us being here is to learn ourselves. But a lot of us spend so much time trying to figure things out that are outside of us. If we are a microcosm of the world, universe, shared consciousness, then the discovery of all of those things is really inside of us. Right? You dig what I'm saying? I hope so, man. I hope when you listen to this, y'all are walking away with something. Denzel said, I'm walking away with something. So I really hope y'all do walk away with something, man. Otherwise, why am I doing this? I hope that all of those in listening range of these airwaves enjoy their day. Please support my podcast by sharing it, okay? Just don't keep it to yourself. Why are you doing that? Why don't you hit that button that looks like a box and an arrow and forward it to 5 friends? I know y'all got 5 friends out there. Share the love, share the knowledge, darling. These things never get old, dear, never. The messaging never gets old. For somebody listening, they will be listening in the present moment. Gift them with that, okay? And with that being said, I will see you guys next week. Love you all. Toodles.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oladare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.